We were CHOP to River Patrol Force Task Force 116, and we operated there until the first week of January 1969. Their boats were PBRs, Patrol Boats River. They were 31-foot fiberglass craft with twin jacuzzi engines, so their boats were very fast, and our boats were very slow. The purpose of our time there was to alternate night operations. Tango 1 would go out one night and Tango 10 the next night. We'd hook up with the PBRs and go on night patrols. It was pretty suicidal. It was a bad operation because we were so slow and only had one boat. The rivers were about 75 yards wide and the PBRs were very fast. We operated a lot on narrower waterways. A river 75 yards wide is not very wide when the enemy has rockets. We transited a lot from rivers to canals and operated on canals that had been hand-dug in the 15th century. When you were on a canal, you went in a straight line. You couldn't maneuver the way you could in a river. Canals were bad because they knew you were coming, and they'd set up for you. My boat was in an ambush where one of the PBRs got hit and was on fire, and we were able to help put it out, but our boat was never hit. Luckily, we didn't have any major ambushes until December 27, 1968. Tango 10 was out for the night, operating, and the enemy ambushed, and they took four rocket-propelled grenades. They killed a seaman named Barry Barber. He was hit in the chest with an RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade, and it unfortunately blew his body all over the boat. Several other sailors were wounded on the boat, and they lost an engine. We heard on the radio that they had one killed and several wounded. It was just awful. They were screaming for help and trying to get out of the ambush. They took me off of a PBR to get on Tango 10 to help them to get back to the little base at Rock Soy. Anyway, they made it back to the base, and they tied up next to our boat, and I'll never forget it. I could smell all the blood and cordite. The next day, my crew had to go in and clean up Tango 10. We were the only ones available to clean it up. It was just an awful mess. I mean, parts of Barry's body and shell casings were all over the boat. It was just a bloody mess. It was just awful. The medevac chopper had come in the night before, after the ambush, and had taken the large pieces of his body, but there were still pieces all over the boat. We put the parts in a 20-millimeter ammunition can, and then we had a small kind of service, lowered them into the water, and sunk it. That was all we could do. That was a horrible situation. The afternoon before the night on which Tango 10 was hit, they asked us to go out, but we had backed into a riverbank and bent one of our shafts and screws, and we couldn't go out, so Tango 10 went out in our place. The guy that got killed was in the same gun position that I was on in my boat.